and storing. Medical secretaries in the Western Trust have voted to go on strike next week. The trade union NIPSIS says the medical secretaries here are paid less than their colleagues in Northern Ireland's other trust areas. Well, I asked Alan Law from NIPSA why they're taking this action.
The campaign to get the medical secretaries regraded to Band 4 has been going on for a number of years now. The Trust has consistently refused to negotiate with the trade union, maintaining that the grading that applies to this group of staff is correct. The Trust have refused to accept any of the representations that have been made by NIPSA, or indeed some of the elected representatives in this area.
And how much of a disparity are we talking about here between the pay for medical secretaries within the Western Trust and medical secretaries in other trusts?
At the moment, the Western Trust already employs medical secretaries at the correct grading. The grading, the group of staff that we're dealing with are a number of people who have been left behind in that process. You're looking at an average of £4,000 per person. That's annually, and we are also taking into consideration the fact that this has been implemented for other staff since 2004, so that's 7 years now.
How did these staff get left behind?
The Trust's position is that the staff went through the same process as everyone else, and this was the grade that was determined through that process. However, it's as well as you having examined all the paperwork. The staff have had significant maladministration in determining their grading, and really we feel that the Trust needs to acknowledge that and come to an agreement where the proper grading is applied.
Is dialogue an option?
Dialogue is very much an option, because the grading of the secretaries is done by the Trust in partnership with the trade unions, and that seems to be the sticking point for the employer, because they believe that the pay that applies in this case was determined appropriately. However, when you examine the information supplied to the secretaries, there are significant weaknesses in it in terms of how the process was applied.
But is it not possible a dialogue could be used to avert strike action?
Well, absolutely, but dialogue has to take place. I mean, NIPSA's not in a position to enforce the employer to dialogue if the employer refuses to engage with us. That's why strike action has ultimately been the conclusion of that process. We would very much have preferred the employer to engage with us and try and resolve this matter without strike action, but, I mean, any reasonable trade union is not going to wait indefinitely. We have sought meetings with the employer, and there have been none.
And how much disruption do you imagine that strike action will cause to the general public if it goes ahead?
Public sector workers are, you know, very dedicated to the roles that they are employed to do, and strike action is something that the staff concerned have really taken as a last resort. We recognise this is going to interrupt services in the Derry area. For example, the secretaries in both haematology and histopathology are going to be out on strike that day, which will impact on, you know, the flow of information. But that is very much regrettable, and we believe the Trust has the power to avert this.
How much public sympathy do you hope to garner at a time when, economically, everyone is finding it tight?
It's not a question of public sympathy. This is about ensuring that people are treated equitably. The Trust already has people employed at the appropriate grading. We're just expecting the Trust to ensure that it's fairly applied to all staff. This isn't about trying to gain something that people aren't entitled to. It isn't about trying to gain more than other people are entitled to. It's just about ensuring pay equality. And that is something that everyone should support.
That was Alan Law there from the trade union NIPSA. Now, we did ask the Western Trust for an interview, but no one was available. They did issue a statement, and that says 33 secretaries who remained dissatisfied with their salary banding were balloted for strike action by NIPSA. The staff involved believe they should be on a higher pay band. However, all of the posts have been through processes completed in partnership with trade unions, and the outcome has remained the same. We are working to minimise disruption to Trust services. Well, you're listening to the News at 1 on